USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The attorney for Hunter Biden's responding to Thursday's federal gun indictment issued for the president's son. The indictment states that Hunter lied about his drug use while purchasing a gun at a federally licensed dealer in Delaware in October 2018. In a statement, attorney Abby Lowell questioned a handful of new charges that were added in the case. Back in July, the Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noreika questioned the provisions of a plea agreement for Hunter Biden, which ultimately fell apart. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the coming GOP House impeachment inquiry is not about politics. It's about getting answers for the American people.
I'm not saying impeachment. All I'm saying is I would like to know answers to these questions.
McCarthy and other House Republicans leading the Oversight and Judiciary Committees have said they will look at credit card and bank statements for the Bidens as their inquiry commences. The White House and President Biden himself are denying any wrongdoing by the president. The National Hurricane Center is posting tropical storm warnings and hurricane watches now along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Western Nova Scotia is also now included in the warned area. NASA Director Bill Nelson's announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
The NASA independent study team did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin. But we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained the results of an earlier independent study, which he says formed the basis for his decision to appoint a new director of UAP research at NASA. He says the research will be a genuine attempt to find answers and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The FBI is looking into violent threats made against Fulton County, Georgia officials after the arrest of former President Trump.
Investigators told Channel 2 yesterday that Sheriff Pat Labatt, District Attorney Fannie Willis, and their families and others have been the subject of threats since last month. Some have also been directed at their employees.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is coming to Washington, D.C. to visit Congress and the White House next week. The visit will happen as Congress considers over $20 billion more in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine's war against Russia. Sources say Zelensky will also have a meeting with President Biden, likely on Thursday. Ukraine continues to plead with the West for more war supplies, artillery shells, jets, and armored fighting vehicles. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. Musk explains the nature of the attack the Ukrainians were planning at that time.
Kind of like a Pearl Harbor type attack on Sevastopol, on the Russian fleet in Sevastopol.
Musk told the tech conference this week that U.S. government sanctions prevented the use of his Starlink satellite system over the target. In the days since these comments were made, Ukrainian forces have successfully launched an attack on Russian Navy forces anchored in Crimea. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.